Okay, the July 15th, 2015, Story County Board of Adjustments will come to order. Roll, please.
Miller.
Here.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Youngberg. Absent.
Okay. To the board, you've been provided with a tentative agenda for tonight's meetings. Are there any changes or additions? If not, all in favor of approving the agenda, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. We did have a draft set of minutes, right? I didn't bring them with me.
Oh,
yes. As we went out there. So that was for our June meeting, June 17th meeting. Mm-hmm. Are there any corrections to those minutes? Okay, if there are none, then those minutes will stand approved as they were provided to you online. I'm not going to go over the hearing process, since I think all of us have been here before, as we go. So we will go ahead and go immediately to the case in hand today, VAR 02-15, the Myers variance.
Hi, well, good afternoon. I don't think we've met before, but my name is Andrew. I'm the intern for the Planning and Development Department. I know my shirt's a little misleading, but I go to ISU.
Welcome, Andrew.
All right. So for the Myers variance request, the property owner is Kelly Van Meter. It's located in Lot 2 of Coy Subdivision, of a part of the northwest quarter of Section 23, Township 84 North, Range 24 West, of the 5th Prime Meridian in Story County, Iowa, with the parcel identification number 05231751030. The size of the lot is 0.82 acres, and it's the R1 zoning. It's assessed as residential. It contains a single-family dwelling built in 1958. And the Ames Urban Fringe Plan, the component of Story County Development Plan, designates this property as a rural transitional residential, a subcategory of the rural urban transition area. And the city within 2 miles is Ames. So as you can see on the map, the property is highlighted in red in Coy Subdivision. It's just east of Highway 69 and Ada Hayden, right outside of the Ames city limits. The request is for a variance to Section 86.07 to allow a replacement of an accessory structure with a setback of 20 feet. The subject property is inside the R1 zoning district and has been since the implementation of zoning in Story County on September 2nd, 1958. Zoning permit number 442 was issued for a two-car garage on the subject parcel on August 10th, 1967. At the time this permit was issued, the parcel was described as Lot 2 of Coy Subdivision of a part of the northwest quarter of Section 23, Township 84 North, Range 24 West of the 5th Prime Meridian in Story County. Currently, Section 86.07 requires a minimum 40-foot setback from the front property line for an accessory structure. On May 14, 2015, a development application and submittal requirements for a variance were submitted to the Story County Planning and Development Department for a variance to Section 86.07.05 to allow a 20-foot setback for a new garage to be built on the current slab of concrete where the previous garage stood. The case was assigned a case number of VAR 02-15 Myers and was placed on the Board of Adjustments July 15 tentative agenda. According to Section 92.03, in deciding whether to grant a variance request, the Board of Adjustments shall consider the following legal principles. All legal principles shall be satisfied in order to the Board of Adjustments to grant a variance. Finding the unnecessary hardship, the land in question cannot yield yield a reasonable return if used for a purpose allowed in that zone. The plight of the owner is due to the unique circumstances and not to general conditions in the neighborhood, which may reflect the unreasonableness of the ordinance itself. And the use to be authorized by the variance will not alter the essential character of the locality. Granting the variance will not be contrary to the public interest, and the spirit and intent of the Story County Development Plan and Story County Land Development Regulations are protected. So as mentioned above, the subject property contains a single-family dwelling that was built in 1958, and the old garage has been since torn down. There's still the slab of concrete where the old garage stood. The concrete slab is about 3 or 4 feet into the side of the hill. And according to the applicant, there are mature oak trees and roots he does not want to disrupt by placing a new garage that meets the 40-foot setback requirements. So this is one of the pictures we took of the property. A slab of concrete is in the front of the picture, and it's built into the side of the hill. As you can see, behind the slab of concrete, there's no visible trees or roots from the oak trees. So on July 9th, 2015, we inspected the property and found no trees or other obstructions behind the current slab of concrete where the previous garage stood. The length of the current garage foundation measures approximately 25 feet and is between 23 and 25 feet from the property line. The garage could be moved between 15 and 17 back to the north to meet the 40-foot setback requirement for the R1 district without disrupting the roots of the oak trees, while also still meeting the side setback requirements of 10 feet, as shown in Figure 1, which is on the next slide, as the light blue striped box. Additionally, there's an additional 35 to 40 feet of open space to the north of the light blue box that the new garage may be placed if the foundation was moved parallel to the east property line. So this is a picture. The two green dots are the oak trees that the applicant was talking about. There's nothing behind or to the north of the current garage. It's pretty much open land. So the blue striped box is where the garage would be located if it did meet the setback requirements. And the oak trees, the trunks of which are identified in green in Figure 1, are located 20 feet to the west of the concrete slab. And upon further investigation of the oak trees, we found that the tree roots can spread as far as 15 feet from the base of the tree, and that was according to Iowa State's Forestry Extension website. And so if the garage would be moved back 15 feet, a majority of the new foundation would be farther away from the oak trees than the current foundation. So it'd probably be actually beneficial to move the garage back. And this is looking to the east on the property. The property line is right behind those brown sheds, and you can see the foundation on the right side of the picture. And this is looking south on the property, and you can still see the concrete slab. And those are the two mature oak trees that the applicant was talking about. They're pretty far away from the slab of concrete, and there's a lot of open space to the east of the oak trees. So the following comments are part of the official record of the proposed Myers variance request. If necessary, conditions of approval may be formulated based off these comments. There are no comments from the interagency review team, and the property is not located in a special flood hazard area defined by FEMA. And letters were mailed out to surrounding property owners on July 10th regarding the subject hearing on the request. The staff received several phone calls regarding the subject hearing, and no concerns were raised. Story County Board of Adjustments may consider the following alternatives: approved variance 0215 as proposed with conditions, approved variance 0215 as proposed, deny variance 0215 as proposed, or table variance 0215 for further information from staff or the applicant.
Okay, does anybody have any questions for staff?
How long has the garage been down?
It looked like it had been down
2 years. Those aerial photos were taken in 2013. Those are most current aerial
photos.
So
this garage has been down for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And all they're asking for is to replace it on the new one on the same foundation, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other questions? Okay, if not, we will go ahead and close, since we don't have any public participants here this evening or this afternoon. We'll close for deliberation at this point. The first thing we have to do is to deal with the findings of fact that was presented by the staff.
Move to adopt the findings of fact and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Okay, we've got a motion from McGill and a second from Scarman to adopt the findings of fact and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
McGill?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
Miller?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Next, we have to go with the decision. It's the typical criteria that we've got. I'm not going to read it all again. It's all been distributed as we go. mean, I think with the information that the staff provided in their particular report, this is fairly cut and dry.
Move to approve the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment.
Second.
So, not getting that backwards, are we?
Oh, yeah. We're doing that right.
That's why I wanted to make sure before we got going to there. In the decision.
Motion to approve the decision would say that those legal principles
are met.
Are met.
Are met.
Yeah, I'm not particularly, that wasn't where I was headed.
Yeah, me either.
I think we're on the same page. Maybe I'm reading that incorrectly.
Because in order to improve it, we have to meet those criteria.
Which I don't believe we are.
I don't think we are either. I don't think any of that criteria applies. Sorry, the question.
I mean, we really can't do A1, and it's not a unique
right
situation, and so we are not meeting that criteria. Therefore, we have to deny the decision.
Okay, then that's what I'm saying. Maybe I'm
just. Why don't you just amend your motion?
I will amend my motion to move to deny the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment. We're looking at the same thing. That's how I read the.
It's kind of like a double negative.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a second?
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion from McGill and a second from Anderson to deny the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments, noting that the application does not meet the criteria shown in this document.
Anderson? Aye. Miller?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Now we've got the actual order, which will bring more clarity to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
I move to deny the request proposed by the applicant, case number VAR0215, as discussed by the Board of Adjustment and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable legal principles have not been satisfied.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from Scarlett and a second from Gill to deny the request as proposed by the applicant in case number VAR02-15, as discussed by the Board of Adjustments in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments, finding that all applicable legal principles have not been satisfied. Roll.
Miller?
Aye.
Scarlett?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
McGill?
Aye.
Okay. That is the only piece of business that's in front of us. Do we have any comments from the staff today?
Yeah, I'll just mention, as Charlie made you aware at the last meeting, Friday was his last day as planning director. He's now actually started on Monday at his new job in Independence, Missouri, and sounds like he's getting settled in there. The human resources, as well as the board, completed their interviews I think they got 12 applicants, which they narrowed down to 5 interviewees, and then had finals of the final 3 applicants just Monday and yesterday. And it sounds like their decision will come in the next day. So I think all of those last 3 requested 30 days before they start. So maybe by the next meeting, you'll have a new director at that time. So in the meantime, I'm kind of acting something or other. So if you have questions or concerns that need to be addressed that you would normally take to Charlie, you can take to me.
Any comments from board?
Did we not have representation because... Okay.
This was a really odd case, to be honest, if I can just be candid. This applicant didn't really talk to us prior to applying. I think he just had a general phone call with us at one time a year or two back, and then just kind of put the application together. Usually when that happens, as we've seen in a couple cases in the past, it doesn't always work out so well. I think if we had had a chance to do the same analysis we did at the time of the variance, we would have explained to the applicant that he probably should just try to figure out how to move it back or create a better case. So,
that's kind of what doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah. And a lot of people do that. Yes.
Well,
it does cost $175.
Yeah. From a cost standpoint, he can use the same foundation. He can use everything that's there. He doesn't have to move the foundation. Now, as it is, he has to move it, one, take out what he has, move the whole thing back.
He's got a concrete apron then in the front.
Yeah, or he has to crack it up, either one.
I know Charlie did speak to him once briefly when he was in and explained to him that he would have to come up with and prove his case before the board, and it was his responsibility to do so. Okay. So, and he was notified at the meeting.
Was he the owner, just?
It was actually the contractor that applied.
Mm-hmm. So we have any other cases in our direction?
Anything easy like this?
No other variances on the horizon, nor conditional use permits for the now. So, can't think of anything yet for the next meeting.
We will stand adjourned. Yeah.